Hey everybody, welcome back to Storytime with Shade. We are just going to jump right back into the continuation of The Door in the Woods. Hope you've been enjoying it so far, and here we go. Chapter 5. They talked, briefly, and Sam finished and enjoyed his first ever cigarette before they returned to Jay's car. For whatever reason, they didn't talk about the doorway itself. Maybe because they were both trying to reason and logic the idea around in their head. Maybe because they didn't know what they would say. Jay asked where Sam wanted dropped off, and Sam hesitantly gave him his address. He got out of the car, and before he closed the door, turned to Jay and thanked him. He waved it off nonchalantly and said, "Yeah, of course. I'll see you around, Sam." He drove off in the setting sun, and Sam watched him go. His mind was racing, and he couldn't seem to keep the thoughts straight. He just stood there for a minute after Jay turned a corner, breathing in the air slowly and gazing up at the sky. When he turned back to his house, he got a chill. He knew what waited for him inside. The ghost of his mother, which for some reason disturbed him just a little bit more than the real ghost of his father he had just seen. He unlocked the door and entered slowly, looking left and right, trying to spot his mother and not seeing her. He was hoping he could get in and up to his room before she saw him and started asking questions about where he had been and why he was so late getting home. The questions were just a formality. Sam knew this. It didn't really matter where he was. His mother didn't really care. She just went through the motions of acting like she did. That's what she was used to. As Sam closed the door behind him, he heard a shuffling coming from the kitchen and knew he had not been as stealthy as he had hoped. She appeared in the front hall with a scowl on her face and a large glass of whiskey in her hand. Sam dropped his school bag in the hall and looked back at her. "Hey, Mom."
"Really? That's all you have to say?"
What do you want to hear?" Sam asked, exasperated. "I forgot to call. Sorry. I didn't really think you'd be sober enough to answer. I just went out with a friend for a bit." His mother narrowed her eyes at him, as if to say, "I know you don't have friends, you little shit." Instead of saying that, however, she simply moved closer to Sam and took a big sniff of him. He recoiled a bit and said, "What the hell? You smell like smoke. You better not start smoking, Sam. It's a filthy habit," she said, before turning away from Sam and walking back to the kitchen and taking a big gulp of whiskey along the way. Sam went up to his room and flopped onto his bed with a large sigh. His mind was reeling and he couldn't focus on a single thought. Was that really his dad? Should he tell his mother about the discovery? Should he keep it to himself and Jay? Why did Jay invite him in the first place? Where did the doorway come from? What the hell was on the other side? He went to his desk and sat down, turning on his computer. He put in his password and went to the internet to search about paranormal sightings. He didn't find anything that he didn't already know, or anything that helped him make sense of what had just happened to him. He got frustrated quickly with the lack of any helpful information and powered off his computer. He went downstairs to get something to eat from the kitchen. His mother had almost entirely stopped cooking, and wasn't too surprised to find his mom with her head in her hands, sobbing at the kitchen table. It hurt Sam's heart. He had his own pain to go through, sure, but he couldn't imagine his mother's. Sam had never been in love. As much as he sometimes hated her, he also pitied her. "Mom? You okay?" She looked up at him, eyes red with tears, and said,
"No.
before putting her head back in her hands and continuing to cry. Sam hugged his mother and resolved to tell her about the door in the woods and his father's ghost, when the time was right, of course. And that is it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. It was just the one chapter this week. It didn't have as much time to write as I would have hoped, but maybe to make it up, I'll put some more chapters up next week. But again, hope you've been enjoying the story so far. I still am in the middle of writing it, so please, if you haven't already, subscribe, leave comments, reviews, leave a 5-star rating, anything you can do. Makes my podcast be easier to find for more people. And again, before I let you go, thank you so much for being here with me, and I will catch you next week. Until then, have a good one.